I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
There is nothing about this whole scenario that doesn't make me so disgusted I want to violently vomit out my own internal organs. I despise you both so intensely that I can't tell if my vision is blurry from my near-death experience or from my unforgiving rage. If allowed, once I am back to full health, I will gut you with an honest-to-God smile on my face, and then proceed to paint the home I built with your bodies with your fairy blood.
And we're back. It's not playing that loud. Why am I not hearing this? Oh. That's why. I couldn't hear the background music playing. So hopefully this is working properly. After that very late start, for the people who are listening to the podcast, I had some technical issues brought on by Windows. Fucking Windows. Anywho, this is RSN Live Voice, and I am over a half hour late onto this now. So, standard spiel, you can contact me on IRC, irc.surrealchat.net. Channel RSN, Radio Sega, Radio Nintendo, or you can contact me on irc.afternet.org, channel RSN. Apparently Twitch is just as fucked up as I am tonight because their chat isn't working. You can also try the Twitter thing. I should probably get on that. Yeah. Anywho... You know, that's not the right track. How about we do that? Get rid of that. Long story short, I accidentally goofed something up on both machines, and now my configuration on the Linux laptop is gone. So, I had to rebuild from start real quick. Yeah, I probably should play that. Hold on one second. I gotta find it. I know it's somewhere, I just don't know where. See, it's not on here for some reason. Well, needless to say, I have fucked this up properly. So I am slowly restoring the website, restoring the show, and we'll see what we get going on soon. Again. Apologize for the lateness on that. Where is it? I know it's in here somewhere. Wait, soundboard. Here we go. Okay, so obviously this one is... Okay, so first off, I will play this. Okay, so that's my first. And just because this took so friggin' long to do, per... my standards of fucking things up. There you go. By the way, I'm not drunk yet. Yeah. It better not be. Jackie, you're making me freak out now. It can't be still echoing. It can't be still echoing. Oh, How is it fucking echoing? How? How is it doing this? Hold on 1 second. Test, 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 test. Test. See? How is there a faint echo? So Windows is obviously fucked up. Okay, so Windows is obviously still fucked up. I don't even know how. Like, I can't find it. Like, I don't know where the input is coming from. It's Windows. It's something Windows is doing, and I gotta find it. Recording devices has just one. Disable. Disable the mic. So... I don't know where it's getting it from. See, it shouldn't be going through like this. That's funny. Can anyone hear me? Test, 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 test. Settings, broadcast, video, audio. Microphone. How about that? Can we get that? Is anyone hearing that? Well, I can't hear it now, so hopefully it's not echoing. That is very, very strange. How is there an echo on the radio? Unless it's capturing the system, but it shouldn't be. Tell you what, let's disconnect this. So now it should only be coming in through there. Test, test, test. Let's see if that does anything. Can anyone hear that now? Anyone? Anyone at all? Anyone at all? Anyone hear this? Anyone hear this? Testing, 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 testing. Can anyone hear this? Okay. So, laptop out should be jack out, which is good. Testing. Not working. How about now? Can we hear him now? It's still fucking echoing. Alright, you know what? Fuck it. This is... Where the hell is this echoing come from? I can't hear it on here, but where the hell is it coming from then? I can only hear it on Windows. It's only happening on Windows. What the hell is going on Windows that it's causing these problems? Test. Test. I don't know why. Test. Like... I have no idea where this echo is coming from. Like, I can hear it. It's showing up. Weirdest bug I have ever encountered. Hold on 1 second, I can't hear you. How about now? Try now. Why can't I hear you? Maybe it's gotta be put in here. Okay. So it's something on Windows. I don't know, you're the Windows expert. Why is Windows screwing this simple task up? I mean, this is like the weirdest I've ever had. I don't know what Windows is doing to cause all of this. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know what it's doing anymore. Okay, I've got it going with just mic only. So tell me if you can hear it. Without an echo. If we can hear this with an echo. Is there a little bit of echo? What's even worse, it's like it's something's delayed. You can still hear an echo. No echo. Windows. Really? It's still echoing? You don't hear an echo? Is it fixed, Trekkie? Something new, unique. So now I gotta restart this all over again. Don't freak me out with that, man. I'm hearing that in the background. Alright. So now this is like take two. Three. God damn it. Yeah. You'll find out.
I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Back your shit! Back your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it.
You are listening to RSN Radio.
There is nothing about this whole scenario that doesn't make me so disgusted I want to violently vomit out my own internal organs. I despise you both so intensely that I can't tell if my vision is blurry from my near-death experience or from my unforgiving rage. If allowed, once I am back to full health, I will gut you with an honest-to-God smile on my face, and then proceed to paint the home I built with your bodies with your fairy blood.
Take three. Hopefully this will actually work. I've never had a show this messed up. In fact, hold on 1 second. I gotta post it over here. Forgot to post it on Twitter. That's typical voice. Okay, RSN Live is finally live after such a long delay. So, it's your host, Voice. I am now 51 minutes behind schedule because of Windows. This is solely Windows' fault. I will point that out now, and I'll explain it later, but... So... Standard spiel, if you want to contact me, you can reach me at irc.afternet.org, IRC channel RSN, or irc.surrealchat.net. I'm in Radio Sega, Radio Nintendo, and RSN. So, yeah. You can also reach me on Twitter. RSN Voice, I believe, is the name on that one. So, you know, all that stuff, all that jazz, what have you. And, of course, we're still taking, I am still taking people to hop on the Mumble server, because I will be doing more discussion, and I will unmute it after the next music segment. But, yeah. Sorry, I'm messing around in the retro channel. I'm in the retro channel the first time in, like, ages. For those of you that are, you know, watching on the podcast, don't forget you can watch this live on Twitch. You can watch me look frustrated and angry as I try to do my show. So, there's always that. So, let me go ahead and just get another track in here if I can. I'm trying to think of what I should use. There's like no good song to explain my frustration, so I'm just gonna put a Sonic 06 track in there. Cause that's pretty much it. In fact, we're gonna use Crisis City. Hey, that's working now. Alright, so this is Voice, RSN Live, finally on. We're back. So, Arsene live with your handy dandy, I don't know what I'm doing host voice. Alright, so I'm going to go ahead and explain why it's now 7 o'clock and I'm just now getting into my show. Windows done fucked up. That is pretty much it in a nutshell. Windows fucked up. There was a weird echo affection? There's a weird echo effect going on, and I couldn't find a way to disable it until like 7:50, so there's your problem. There's what broke, so you can see my problem. And then, with Windows being Windows, it's hard to find where that actual problem was. Yeah, I don't know where that echo, effect came from, and I can't friggin' find it to remove it. That's pretty much the gist of it. Handy-dandy fuck-up of the Windows variety. So, you know, what else can you do? Anywho, in other news, the radio stream may be a little bit wonky tonight because I just recently moved the server. That's another item of contention. The fact that my hosting provider, my former hosting provider, fucked up and completely just took my website down for more than almost a week. Took it down for almost a week. That is not acceptable.
It's no use!
Yeah. So, that's what became of that. And now I'm kind of freaking out some of the people on the Sonic Retro channel by my presence. That's something else I'm doing, by the way. I'm actually on Retro, freaking them out because I haven't been there since I got misfitted. I think that was in 2009. So, you know, stuff. I'm also posting in random channels now. Because why not? Give me a second. I gotta find something. I could also, you know, just unlock the channel now. So, if you want to give me a moment here, I will unlock the Mumble chat room. We've only got a few people here today, so there we go. That's all unlocked. And of course, you can hear Woe in the background with like an Uber bass.
It's an aquarium.
So, in case anyone is wondering, tonight's random person is Tarheel Tim.
I don't use that name anymore. My slave name.
It's the old name. I haven't heard that name in years. Trekkie's hiding on there too, by the way. So it's pretty much the same people as last week, except what am I doing? What am I doing with my life?
You're sitting on a podcast and you're wearing a fucking Tails hat. Showing people on the internet. This is what I do. How much do I have to pay you to take that hat off? I will. I have Litecoin and I can't transfer to a bank account.
If you want, I can get the cheese hat.
I don't have an opinion on that.
What's wrong with the Tails hat?
There's some people who find the Tails hat offensive.
That's terrible.
Oh, I'm deeply offended. Porting into the FCC.
Oh, no. Man, now there's going to be a van in the, you know, pulling up to my house and taking me away.
I don't think the FCC can do that. Can they?
It's the fucking government. They can do whatever they want.
Oh, right. Hey, topical humor.
Because
of fucking wiretaps.
I don't know. I don't know anymore. So, trying to think of what else happened. I can't think of anything to talk about because my mind has been pretty much what's the word I want to say?
Perplexed.
My mind has been thrown off by the complete fuck up of Windows, and it's adding echoes. And you know what's funny about that? I bet you it wouldn't have sounded bad on the recordings. But
I'm not actually sure.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to think of who else I can try to get on here, because like I know Rax doesn't want to be on the show per se.
Why not?
He doesn't want to be recorded.
Oh.
He's one of them guys. God help the Deagle guys when I eventually start talking. Oh,
maybe
by the
you could
way.
Have, maybe you could have Dribblesoft.
That would be interesting. I'm not saying good, I'm just saying interesting. I'm not like saying bad either. I don't know the man.
I don't know what would happen if I advertised this on the Retro IRC. They would probably ban me right away.
Again?
I know.
Double ban, new user group, voice. I can't ban you any more times, so I'm just creating this group for you. Envision Power Board has granted me this power and invested it to me. Because... yeah, it fell apart.
It's no use!
You didn't hear that, but I just played the It's No Use clip.
It's no use.
My live is on the internet. I just got a question from some place asking me where my live is. You know.
So what does make a VPN? Like a transporter?
My what?
A VPN.
It's a virtual private network.
Yeah.
See, we're going to slowly steer this away from Sonic and start moving towards networking. That is the name of the game. I don't know. I don't know if it's bad.
Sonic networking.
There's really, there is no, there is no topic to this show. It's basically me rambling about shit or talking about stuff.
There's no Twitch chat either, so...
It's basically just been me saying random stuff for over a year at this point. I know Q Jimbo's watched a couple of times. I don't know where he is now.
Canada.
No, I think he said he was going somewhere. Going back to England or something. Making a visit. But I don't know who else to get on this right now because I know Kit doesn't have Mumble. I don't know if Dribblesoft has Mumble. Dribble Thaft. So. I think I should just play more music.
I don't know.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Here's a question. Didn't he write all those old hacking applications in Delphi, or what was that?
That was QJimbo.
Oh, okay. And what was the Dribblesoft hacking suite written on? Look that up.
Something.
BB, probably.
I don't know. I'd have to ask him. So,
some of his old stuff is creepy, at least.
Alright, well, I'm gonna cut back to music, so This is RSN Live Voice. I will be back shortly.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. Welcome back to this clusterfuck of a show. No music playing for some reason. Oh, because it's
no
not
more
set
music,
to loop.
You're all out.
No, I didn't have. Again, the fuck up earlier nuked my configuration in Internet DJ console, and part of that was I had it configured to loop my background tracks, and it wasn't set for that. So, once again, I had to play the fail horn. Yeah. Alright. So, those of you were probably wondering. As soon as I play that, they talk about it on Retro. Strange. Are they watching? We'll find out this week. Oh, the Twitch chat's working again? Holy shit.
Yeah,
it's
working.
We shall reload the page and check.
It started here without reloading.
It didn't start for me. I will leave it at that. Oh, it's working! I can see it now. Oh, happy days, I think. I don't know. Friggin' Twitch. Everything. First they get hacked, and then they break their chat system. Explain that to me.
Were hacked recently?
Last week, I believe. No, they weren't hacked. I take that back. They weren't hacked. There was a bug on their website that allowed other people to view other people's profiles, like their settings and all that, and their stream keys. Stuff like that. So, looks like it's slowly getting back in. But, yeah. So, my past week now has been pretty friggin' messed up in terms of. First off, I want to know how the hell you have a routing loop for 36 hours. Can someone explain that to me?
Perhaps they were busy unloading the stuff, though.
Bunch of weirdos out there that, they claimed they had been working on it. Quite clearly they were not. As they goofed this up, badly, I might add. It's the reason I'm no longer with. By the way, it's Razer servers. In case anyone's wondering.
They, like, test things before they started moving things over.
That's what pisses me off. Normally, you test this shit before you actually do it. No
and
one tested,
like,
it.
Do, like, 10 or so, or however they're going to divide up the racks, and then working, and then go on to the rest.
By the way, for anyone who's watching this that is over 21, I am drinking Great Lakes Burning River, a handcrafted pale ale out of Cleveland, Ohio.
Do you have advertising on the show now?
Sponsored by use product code RSNVoice06. Get 6% off.
I should charge them.
Just start signing checks with their name on it.
Where's my money?
What do you mean bounced? It's a server, it's not supposed to bounce, it's metal.
Oh my. What is this? What am I downloading? Stop downloading. Stop all the downloading. So.
Suppose to insert dialogue, I don't have my NetPlus yet, so what is a routing loop? For educational purposes.
For the people who don't know what a routing loop is, it's exactly as it sounds. Somewhere on the internet, somebody pretty much just looped a route back onto itself, and so my server was actually powered on, but you can't see it because the network isn't able to reach my server. See, this is a problem.
So, like, the gateway they set was their external IP?
I don't know what they did. They said their ISP was busy trying to change BGP records, shit like that. All I know is they fucked it up. They
Why
fucked it up.
Why wouldn't you prepare for that in advance? You don't just call up and say, oh yeah, by the way, we need to change this.
I don't know. Somebody over there is drunk at the command center, is all I can say. Their network engineers suck. And that's why I am no longer with them. So
maybe the drunk people from the ISP came in and started bombardiering stuff.
Oh, wait, you mean we're not supposed to plug port 2 into port 1? Well, shit, somebody should have told me. So. Yeah. I just think it's funny that they sent me a tweet after I announced that I left them saying, so how are things?
Well, you should answer.
I should.
Well, to speak on the, what looks like the people that are manning that Twitter account, they're not even spelling you with the other two letters, it's just the letter U, so...
Oh, dear.
Does it look like they have technicians manning it? Or, like, PR people with a good flowchart?
What you're saying is, it should be a requirement.
To know how to speak the English language?
Yeah.
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 I mean, they can speak it, it's just that the typing is getting lazy.
Oh, sorry.
We can't use leak speak. I guess it's the, moral of this story.
If I saw an actual business account doing that, I would not purchase money. I would not spend money on
kind of cutting out a little bit there. It leaves me a little concerned.
Another news. Ben Bernanke is now spelling only with letters and numbers. But wait, only numbers for vowels.
He's using special characters. He's replaced his S's with dollar signs. You know it's true.
Acrylic characters for every M. It's practically a cipher.
Huh. Well, I don't know what to say. Like I said, it's fucked up. And then, of course, once I think I have everything set up correctly, I find out I don't. And friggin' Windows decides, hey, we're gonna echo effect everything. You don't mind, right? Yes, Windows, I do mind. For those listening to the podcast, this is the third attempt at this tonight.
You should include the entire broadcast at the very beginning of it. I think, at least.
Get the full experience.
Too late, they've already been deleted.
Aww.
I know.
Damn.
I know,
you
guys were hoping
for a blooper reel or something.
We could do it again and just, you know, pretend.
Oh, I got a message again. What is this? Do I have to cut my show short? No. No, I do not. Just a flood warning. Because apparently there's a lot of rain in the area. But it's not here.
We've been having some of the obviously, after you guys could, because northeast. Southeast, actually. What am I saying?
You've been getting my leftovers.
Yeah.
Enjoy. So. Still trying to figure out, well, we're down to 6 viewers on the Twitch, including myself, so. We were at 8. I think those troll guys are probably, like, have given up. Or they were freaked out till I followed them. One of the
two. I'm sorry, what's happening?
Last week, we had some guy try to troll the show, and it didn't end well for him.
I have screenshots.
I could take a look at that. Sounds amusing.
I don't know, he was basically trying to call me a creep and whatnot.
I mean, you might as well accept it.
Embrace the creepiness.
Create. Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying take a humorous look at it. Say,
Oh, I know. It's funny to me that somebody would, you know, call me a loser while they're doing this over, you know.
Well, I mean, it could be funny. You just gotta take it. I'm not in stride, but take it to the next level. Someone calls you creepy for wearing a t-shirt with too many bright colors, start turning on strobe lights, and then turn them off later because that's gonna give you a fucking headache.
But I don't have a portable strobe light.
It's an analogy. Learn to
I'm
speak
sure you could get
English.
One.
Yeah, probably.
Do you need me to get the dance club music as well?
I think not.
You can dance too on the video.
I don't know what to say to that, sir. Why can't I find anything anymore? Whatever. Cancel.
What was the first instance of the word cloud in computing terms?
I have no fucking idea, man. I do not know. Yeah. I'm trying to read what... you know, it's kind of weird. I honestly should be talking about more Sonic-y stuff.
Sonic sucks. Video games are terrible. Waste your lives. Burn
I knew that was
cells.
Coming. I knew that was coming.
I don't even play Sonic games anymore. I don't play video games. I just play chess.
You play
over
chess?
Over and over again. We had a chess club at my school, and all they did was play Yu-Gi-Oh.
Tell you what, if we got a Sonic themed chessboard, would you play it then?
I mean, it's not like there are any extra rules or anything.
I don't know.
Sure, why not? Prefer the classic ebony and ivory, but
Sonic themed Monopoly?
That's the sheer difficulty of that sounds like something amusing. Like, I would like to see what straws they pull at just to come up with a boardwalk.
I don't know, now my mind's blanking out a little bit again. I need something to talk
about.
Do not.
Do not pass go. Do not collect two up. Two mans.
Do not collect 200 rings. Go directly to Death Egg Zone. No,
Labyrinth
it doesn't work as well.
Like more of a Labyrinth seems like more of a inconvenience sort of place.
I have no idea. What's going on here? Stuff. It won't even let me add my image anymore. God damn it. There's stuff I have to fix still. Eventually. But not now. Because everything's working for now. And I'd like to keep it that way. Sounds like a good idea.
Generally good. Not
here comes the base. Alright. I think I'm gonna find some more music, and then it'll be time for part 5. Shadow makes it big.
I have a quick question about food.
There's no punch and pie.
That's not the question. So 7-Eleven apparently makes beers.
Makes a what?
Beer. Multiple brands. Like, they have their own brew.
When did they make their own beer? It can't be good.
I think it was around... It might have been recently, but there was some advertisement going around of ice cream in beer. As opposed to ice cream and root beer. You probably have more experience with this per your
experience,
but is that even going to be good?
I don't know. I never tried it. I didn't even know it existed until you told me.
Well then, you learn something new every day. Especially since it's not Sonic related, you can be happy. Punchline.
Right. I don't know if I can be happy about that, sir.
Sonic the Hedgehog sucks.
Okay.
Terrible podcast. Free Earl.
Alright, enough of that. Alright. So, it is time for, more music. So, this is Arsen Live Voice. Arsen.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to RSN Live. So, of course, you heard us yambling on incoherently about random things. So, of course, now it is time for the part that no one wants to listen to, but I'm going to make you listen to it, because it's what I do! It's time for another installment of Sonic fanfiction. Yeah. If you remember where we left off in, Shadow Makes It Big, Chapter 5. And of course, you know, that ended with Shadow killing Amy in an interesting way. Yeah. I don't know what else is there to say about that. So, I do have it loaded up. I think this is the end. This is the last chapter. So, yeah. I think I'll go ahead and just start digging into it. So, without further ado, this is Shadow Makes It Big, Chapter 5. As soon as I move things. There we go. Alright, there we go. Shadow Makes It Big, Chapter 5. The epic final battle in space. But this was done by Shadow Girl XXX, so you know it's good. Let me turn that down a little bit. Alright. I clear my throat. So as Shadow was laying down with the corpse of his nemesis' girlfriend on his dick, he was sad. He looked over at the next table and saw Sonic wake up. "No, you have killed my girlfriend," said Sonic. It's not what it looks like," Shadow responded. Sonic thought for a moment and broke himself free from the lock on the table somehow. He then picked Amy off Shadow's cock and carried her away without a tear. Shadow was now tied down alone in this room with no way to get out. Meanwhile, in space! This is a dark figure watching this on a screen. "Yes, my plan is working," said the dark figure. "Things are mysterious now that there is a man behind all this now. Meanwhile, back on Earth!" Shadow walked outside and saw a dark shadow in the sky. A booming voice then said things from the shadow in the sky. "Shadow, I have set this all up for you. Finally, my revenge will be complete. Come up to my spaceship for the final showdown," said the voice from the shadow of the thing in the sky. Finally, this was all adding up to something. Shadow had to see what was behind what was going on, so he jumped into space. Hold on one second. Gotta keep it back up. Oh, there we go. In space, Shadow saw the shadow in the sky. Not like him, the hedgehog shadow. It was a spaceship. It had a futuristic blue and green lights on it and was all silver like all future things. There was a big, tough robot guarding the door into it, so we did chaos control. Oh yes, chaos control and the chaos emeralds are really important in this story. Thought I'd let you know. And killed the robot. Shadow then walked into the door into the spaceship. There were lots of cameras watching him. Who could he have been behind it all? Shadow then did some sweet tricks up some rails and jumped over a cool wall and got to this part of the spaceship, which was where the bad guy was. The bad guy was in a chair that wasn't facing Knuckles, so he couldn't see him. Fuck, I spoiled the big reveal, but my keyboard is still broke, sorry. "Who are you?" Shadow said. "It is I." Oh, that timed perfectly. "Knuckles!" Knuckles then revealed himself, which you probably wouldn't have read coming if I hadn't accidentally said that earlier. Knuckles had been watching Shadow all along, from the time when he had jerked it in the woods to the time where he was at the party, which he was. "Of course," said Shadow. "You have been watching me for all from the time in the woods when you made up that lie until this time when I was asking when I am talking to you here. But who are you working for?" "Me," said a voice behind Shadow. Shadow looked behind him, and it was Black Doom from the Shadow of the Hedgehog video game. But Noi only has Black Doom, but he was surrounded by an organization of 13 from Kingdom Hearts. Author's note. For best effect, listen to My Sanctuary, the theme from Kingdom Hearts 2. And there's a link, but I'm not going to click it. Black Doom took center stage and confessed everything. A while ago, a rip in our universe happened and I met Organization 13. They told me of their problems with feelings and I agreed that we must end all universes. But the only way to do this is to create a Kingdom Heart by playing with your emotions. We set everything up. Everything was an illusion so we could make you sad, and now the Kingdom Heart will be released and no one will have hearts and all universes will end. Scrolling down. Organization 13 said, "This is all true." Knuckles then jumped up and confronted them. "This isn't what I signed up for. You told me we had the Chaos Emeralds. And told me to do these things so I would get them back. I will kill you." Knuckles then punched Black Doom, but Zixion and Luxord of the Organization 13 members jumped up before him and whacked him unconscious. "No," said Shadow. Shadow cradled Knuckles for a bit, then got back up. "You can't toy with my emotions for your gain," Shadow said. He then cried. But it was working as a Kingdom Heart appeared outside the spaceship. "Yes," said an Organization 13 member. This one was probably Vexen. "Cry, and then your heart will devour us all." Black Doom then hit Shadow Well hard. Ow, bam, boom. A big fight happened and Shadow was bloody. No erection could save him this time, not even Maria. This is the end. But suddenly Sonic jumped in and a homing shot on Black Doom. "I know it wasn't your fault, Shadow. Amy was crazy. I know this now and we can fight to save this world," Sonic said. "No," said Black Doom. Shadow was now happy, an emotion he hadn't felt for a long time. Suddenly, the Kingdom Heart started to get smaller. Happy emotions were saving the day! The Organization 13 members were then started to fight Shadow. "Don't worry, I can take Black Doom," said Sonic. "Just get them for me!" Shadow nodded and kicked Zion from it right in the face. He then did another Chaos Control and kicked him into the closing Kingdom Heart that was soon gone thanks to happiness. "Yes, for Maria," said Shadow. Black Doom shouted a lot because his plan was foiled. "I may not have killed the whole work, but I'll kill you." Black Doom knocked Sonic back, making him unconscious, and hit a button that would make the spaceship explode. "I've got to get out of here," Shadow shouted as he ran and shouted, leaving his friends behind because he had to. When Shadow got to the exit, with only 2 seconds to spare, he saw Maria in a locked room. She was in the spaceship all along, but he had to go, so he jumped out of the spaceship and let her die. Shadow was noble like this. Back on Earth, Shadow landed and the world continued because the world never recognized heroes. Shadow then walked home and saw Edward. Edward didn't see him, though, so Shadow went away to another place. What had Shadow learnt? His emotions nearly killed him. He nearly got Maria back, and his friends were dead. Or were they? On his quest to get Big Shadow had cost many their lives, but it's all in a day's work for our famed emotional hedgehog. "Damn," said Shadow. "This fucking sucked." The end. Question mark. All right, then. So, I have checked, and there is no other Shadow Makes It Big, unfortunately. That was the last one! Huzzah! I think. Shit, this means I have to find another one now. Oh, well. Well, I think you know what it's time for. I'm actually extending over... I'm over an hour now. At this point, I believe. Let me check my output timer. Yeah, an hour 23. Wow. Okay, so... I'm going to go ahead and, What is this? Okay, I guess it'll be the next one for next week. In the meantime, unpin and close. So now I need to find a closing track, and given that this was Shadow Makes It Big, I think you know what's coming. No pun intended. Alright, hold on 1 second. Alright, so this is Voice RSN Live, and I will see you all next week.
Listening to RSN Radio.
All we do is eat crumpets and drink tea. Is there something wrong with that?
For more information, visit www.randomsonicnet.org.